People are dumb.
People are dumb.
That's what I found out.
Dumb bellboy. That's true. That's a fact.
That is coming up on today's Kevin and Sluggo show.
And do you know what's coming up tomorrow and the weekend?
No.
Rain.
Yeah.
It's going to be rainy.
Yeah,
which means I'm going to be in a great mood. Yes. It's supposed to come back down, pouring down. Actually, we're going to do a totally opposite of what's happening outside. We're going to do a pretend summer weekend. So a bunch of hot songs, a bunch of summer songs all weekend long while it's pouring rain outside.
Excellent.
And I'm thrilled inside.
I know you're happy.
I can't believe it. It's Friday and it's going to rain.
I don't know if you heard about Prince Harry's book. I know you don't care much about
Prince Harry's butt?
Book.
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 I see.
He has a book that outsold Barack Obama's.
What?
2-1.
Come on. It's, you know who bought them all? Bean.
That's possible.
Bought a ton of copies.
It's very possible. But he talks about hurting his wiener. That's part of what he talks about.
When weenie
he
was in the military. Injuries. There's nothing funnier than weenie injuries.
Which we'll take today. Lottery's up to $1.35 billion or something
like that. Did you get your tickets yet?
Of course.
Okay. You didn't have them yesterday.
I got the tickets. Yes. Of course I did.
Well, I'll be stealing those from you then.
Matt Pinfield stops by.
Yeah, we can chat with him.
Little preview of what's happening on Sunday night.
Yep.
And we've got our old request fest starting at 5 o'clock.
The loud stuff.
Which is always fun. Any song that will get your weekend kicked off right.
And that's all happening thanks, by the way, to Yamava Resort and Casino. So.
Well done.
And there you go.
It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
You know, we like to play local bands a lot, but they're not local. They're from England.
Yes.
The Struts. And I love that song, Fallen With Me. They have a video out for it now. They'd love for you to watch. Enjoy it.
I love that band as well.
It's really good stuff, Fallen With Me.
It is time for People Are Dumb.
It is time for what now?
People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Sure.
When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
They ought to know.
I eat raw fish from the supermarket. I've definitely got tapeworms, but I don't care. It's delicious.
Was that you saying that?
Nope. A fish-obsessed woman has shocked online viewers as she boasted of eating raw salmon from the supermarket.
Why? 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 Clearly, this is what's going to happen.
I would assume that it's to get attention.
It has to be, really?
Yes.
I mean, maybe it has an interesting taste or whatever, but
Her name is Aggie Waller. She's 18, and she joked that she definitely has worms, but she doesn't care because she loves the taste so much.
Nope.
She posted a video online of her munching on the uncooked snack.
Really? So it's really clearly true then?
She's not just uncooked horsing salmon around. Filet straight from the packet.
Blah.
Yeah. Yes.
Gross.
She explained that she was regularly fed raw fish by her dad when she was growing up.
I hope she dies. She's got to die. Eat some more fish.
And
eat
that raw fish. The taste. You think dad was trying to get rid of
her? Yes.
It is clear that the unique meal is not sashimi grade salmon, meaning it's not safe to eat raw.
Right.
Raw fish is something that is a source of parasites, particularly tapeworms, which can grow up to, and explain this to me, 59 feet long.
Wow. Well, you know, when you pull out your guts and string them down the road, it goes for miles.
Have you done that?
No, certainly not. Not on Friday the 13th either. That's for damn sure. But no, I mean, it's insane how much traffic or freeways
that's a crazy, crazy amount of
that is
tapeworm.
And they just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, and they
bigger.
Eat the food that you eat, right?
Yeah. And little bits of you as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, whatever her reasoning is, isn't that reason enough not to? You know, you got one of them things in you?
I would think so. I would think the whole 59-foot tapeworm thing
ought to do her.
Is the negative.
Gotta shut it down.
Yes, and that would mean that you would probably not do that anymore. But she loves it.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't care about the tapeworm. And she's going to keep eating it.
You gonna post a link to her?
I did. I put it up. She's relatively cute.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why there's interest in this.
So the idea of that tapeworm inside of her and then all the guts and whatever coming out and all the sickness.
That's not ideal. That is not hot. Not sexy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You're not much of a reader, Sluggo?
No, I do. I haven't in a long time. I'm actually reading Robert A. Heinlein's biography now.
Same.
My favorite sci-fi writer.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Didn't think you liked him as much as I did. I thought you were Ray Bradbury.
I have no idea who he is. Prince Harry has written a book.
I'm not going to read.
Me either. But he does talk about being in the military.
Okay.
And while he was in the military, he got frostbite On his penis.
Oh, ah, no. Oh, he's just trying to claim it's so massive and sticking so far out. That
maybe that's
not his toes and not his nose and not his hands.
There is an audio version of it. He reads it. And Jimmy Kimmel had it on last night. And he featured that. Listen to this.
Biggest book of the year so far belongs to Prince Harry. He is he's topping the bestseller charts. His memoir sold almost twice as many copies as Barack Obama's memoir on the first day. And there's a reason for that. It's Barack Obama didn't write a chapter about getting frostbite on his penis. The audiobook is number one, too. This is an excerpt from Prince Harry's audiobook. This is a real excerpt. We didn't cook this up. And you will hear the prince here describing his frostbitten naughty nozzle.
I got to say, first, though, you know, we all of us have to always explain, no, this one's real.
Yes, always.
So many times.
Because you make up a lot of stuff, but not in this particular
case.
No,
listen, this is true.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan.
Yes. Now I'm starting to have my doubts.
Nope, but listen.
That's right. He said Frostnipistan, but go on.
I've been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found the tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room.
Oh, no.
And I took a smudge and applied it down there.
Down there.
It's still so hard to think of Mummy in the realm of death. Mummy who'd danced with Travolta, who'd quarreled with Elton, who dazzled the Reagans. Could she really be in the great beyond with the spirits of Newton and Chaucer? Between these thoughts of Mummy and death and my frostnip penis, I was in danger of becoming as anxious as the groom.
You know, next book, we're going to have to create a little bit more distance between the words mummy and my penis.
That seems wisest.
That is, that's not what you want.
No!
And how do you go to someone and ask for advice?
Right?
Yes, I don't even know who he was talking about.
Look at this! What should I do about it?
What should I do about
this? Take a gander at that, will you? That's blue as can be. Usually other things are blue, but this time...
Super cold.
Cold!
Touch it!
Squirrel.
How am I supposed to answer that? No?
That's the right answer. Well done. You win.
The lottery.
Yeah.
Is up to $1.35
billion. Woo! Hell yeah.
Second highest ever.
Yeah. Now, do you only play when it's like crazy numbers like this?
No, I play when it's smaller too.
Yeah.
And I still have the same odds of winning, and I've still won just as much. The most I've ever won playing the lottery.
Uh-huh.
$3.
Really?
Yep.
We've bought enough to buy another ticket, or you win another ticket or whatever sometimes.
That's $2 usually.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't think there's ever been a single dime more.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And yet.
Oh, yeah.
You look at that $1.35 billion and you go,
I need that.
$2.
I bet I'm going to win it.
That's a pretty good.
Well, do you only get one ticket? How many do you get?
Well, that's the thing, is it's stupid to get more.
You think?
Listen, it's stupid to get one. I mean, the odds are astronomical, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you get one, you're not going to win. But if you get 10, you're also not going to win.
But if you get 10 and the eighth one won, then you'd be like, oh, man, I wouldn't have done it.
Right. True.
I mean, I wonder if like if you look at like people that have 30 tickets, if the 15th one is the one that won, or is it ever just the first one? It's probably
I'm sure they've done a study on how many lottery tickets the winners have bought.
Yeah. And depending on who did the study, you should buy a lot of tickets. Yeah, you should buy tons of them.
You do wonder.
Yeah. Did somebody say Tony Wonder?
I'll get 10 tickets.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
We only get 3. So going back to what you're saying, we kind of feel the same way.
It's like
royal week.
Your 3 have the same odds, which is that you're not going to win.
Exactly.
As my 10 do that I'm not going to win.
That's right. But when we win, woo!
What's the first step? Do you disappear from the earth?
Oh, my God. Seriously, how much time have you spent talking with
people? I have spent a lot of time thinking about
planning, yeah. We've come to this conclusion.
Okay.
We're going to pretend that everything is normal for as long as it takes to set up our new life quietly.
Yeah, the problem is that the lottery will come out and say that the winner was sold at such and such a location.
Which is why we go way out of our way to buy tickets so we're nowhere near the neighborhood.
So you fly to, like, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Buy tickets and fly back?
Yep. It's getting really expensive, but I think it's worth it. So that's the first thing. Set up our new life quietly. I mean, I can't even tell you. Can I tell you if I win? You promised not to tell anyone else?
Well, we've not had this conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said, don't tell anyone else.
I'll give you $100,000.
If I don't tell anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't tell anyone. In that case.
So, you know, I guess you do have to bribe.
Wow.
I would have to let you know because you're my work wife.
Right.
So I would need to let you know I'm out of here.
But are you... So if you win tonight, how long is it till you get the money? Probably, do you know that?
Oh, how long until you get the money? That's a good question. I think it's a little while. I don't know. I know so few people like that have won $1 billion.
Yeah, same.
It's pretty rare.
I really don't have a long address list.
I don't know what
those people.
California law is. Do they a lot of them you can stay anonymous? Is that
can
true?
You? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of states, a lot of places, a lot of things. I don't know.
There's
if this
some
one
places
is.
Where you can't.
I can't imagine that California.
And that's kind of shocking.
Would probably be like, yeah, no, you can stay anonymous.
I
if
would
you
think
want.
So.
Yeah. And California!
You would stay anonymous forever.
Yep.
As far as winning the lottery, of course.
But we have plans. We're going to split up a lot of money. Actually, my wife and I are going to split it three ways.
Okay.
Three ways. And we have to do it every way, time that where we forfeit the money.
Right.
I get my share.
Right.
I get a third. She gets a third.
Sure.
And then we have a third that we share together.
Okay.
So I can do whatever the hell I want with my third.
Right.
And hers as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other three, we decide that, we got to give Kevin $100,000 to keep his mouth shut for, a couple months.
And by $100,000, you mean $500,000.
Damn it. And so that's how ridiculous how much planning we've done.
It is hard to not daydream.
Sure, it gives you something to do.
It is hard when you look at a number like $1.35 billion.
Yeah.
It's hard to even get your head around.
Yeah, I'm going to buy Twitter. And make a bunch of stupid rules about it.
Yes, and ruin it.
Yeah, piss people off for no reason.
Ruin Twitter.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Then I'll buy a car company and crash it into the ground at the same time.
Drawings tonight.
Yeah.
So,
what are your plans? What are you going to do? What are you going to buy an island? There's this show called Island Hunters that we watch. I really want to buy an island.
That's the name of a show.
Love it.
Why do you want to buy an island?
It's awesome.
Just to stay away from everybody?
To play Gilligan's Island all the time.
I have no interest in buying an island.
But what would you do? What are your plans?
I don't know that I have any.
Liar!
I don't know that I have that one thing that I would go, yes, I can finally get an island. Like, I don't have that.
Oh, yeah, really?
No. I mean, I have stuff like I would, pay for my parents' house.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, sure, we're going to do that. That's boring. Right. What's the good stuff?
The good stuff is...
buy a sex doll. A living sex doll.
You could buy a lot of sex dolls.
Yeah, what would you do? I could tie you. I would smack your bitch up.
I don't know what I would do.
If you're listening, you wouldn't have any idea what that exactly was. It wasn't quite as naughty as it sounded.
No, it was not.
Or was it?
Hopefully. Oops.
Were you singing along?
No, I was just moving my microphone. I didn't realize it was already up. My bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I got to say, we have a little sheet prepared for each day's big show, Graham. Mm-hmm. And today's is concerning because, first of all, written on 1 hour, Prince Harry's wiener.
Right.
And now, penis injuries. So,
right.
Penis envy?
Listen,
what's going on here?
It all comes together every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to do it. We just have to do the topic, penis injuries.
And penis-related items.
Correct. Injuries specifically, though.
Right.
I don't know that I want related items.
No, thank you. Okay, good.
No.
Phew,
just
good.
Injuries. Just straight injuries.
Right.
Have you ever? Well,
you know,
first of all, let's play Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Real
quick.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't.
No, never mind.
Recording.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn it, I forgot.
We played it a few minutes
yes.
ago. He does talk about getting frostbite while he was in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Okay. On his wiener.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not where you want the frostbite.
No.
Anywhere else. Little pinky.
Yep.
Your nose.
Any other place.
Not there. But he got it.
You've ever injured?
You asked me that earlier, and I said, no, I never have. Until I remembered when I was probably 3 and a half or 4.
Okay.
Just starting to dress myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I disobeyed and didn't put on any chonies.
Uh-oh.
Little underwear.
Uh-oh.
And all was well.
Zipper?
You know, yeah, I was going commando. But then it just, it all got hooked up in there. And then you have to go, Mom! And that was so traumatic. I've never
forgotten.
That's
the worst part.
I thought.
That is the worst part.
Yeah. And then they would just laugh. And my sisters thought it was hilarious.
Sure.
And that whole thing.
Because, yeah, sure.
Yourself?
I have, yes. And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You injured your penis. I was pitching in baseball in high school.
Oh, no.
In high school.
Oh, no.
And I threw a fastball right down the middle.
Right.
And the batter hit it
right back at you.
Solid, right back at me. Hit me right in the groin.
Upper or lower deck?
Lower.
Oh, well, that's really bad. I mean, it's bad either way.
Fell to the ground.
Sure.
Instantly felt like I needed to throw up.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we had a coach who was very funny. And after a while, he walked out there. And I was like, dude, I don't think I can move.
I can't move. I'm going to have to be down here from down this one.
And he said,
yeah,
nice and calmly,
yeah,
you know everyone's watching you, right?
That's helpful. That's a helpful.
Oh, no, it wasn't trying to be helpful. No, he was just trying to be funny.
Right.
Rub it in.
And I could imagine that I was thinking you probably heard a lot of laughter off in the distance. You probably couldn't hear anything. You heard ringing.
I couldn't hear anything. Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. I wished death on myself.
Sure.
It was not great.
And the batter, most particularly.
Yes, exactly. So 818-955-KLOS, penis injuries.
Injuries to the penis.
How exactly did you destroy it? That is what we're looking for. And also, did you go to the emergency room?
Mm.
And if so, did you have to yell, shout through that bulletproof glass?
I injured. Here, look, that's what happened. Let me in.
818-955-KLOS. I don't love the topic, but it has to be done.
Does it?
Every once in a while, it has to be done.
I suppose.
So we're talking about
nothing else but a public service warning.
Right.
Be careful with your junk.
Right. We're talking about penis injuries. You did that?
I was like 7 years old and at the beach with my grandmother, and I got like 2 grains of beach sand lodged down in my penis.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm like 60 years old now, and I can still remember the trauma that I went through.
Of course.
You know, when something goes in that direction, that is not a good feeling.
It's not.
Especially if it's little bits of grain. Yeah.
It was all clogged up.
Yeah.
I'm traumatic deal for sure.
And you had to tell grandma.
That's the worst part.
Well, grandma was, you know, she was trying to, I think, dig it out with some tweezers.
Oh dear God.
That's awful. Yeah. What just happened? No. Hang up on yourself.
Look what you've invited in, Kevin. Thanks.
Damn it. It's
horrifying. 818-955-KLOS.
Where's your penis?
Grandma had to help. All right, hold on. I'm going to do an old-fashioned DJ. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
We just heard Van Halen run in with the devil, and immediately after that, the new tribute to Eddie Van Halen from the Red Hot Chili Peppers here on KLOS.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I've been studying for years.
Just kidding. I don't like it. Listen, it's
good
not,
stuff from the Chili Peppers.
It's not my fault that we have to do penis injuries. It just comes up a couple times a year.
Stop hurting yourself there, and we won't have to talk about it.
You hurt yourself there?
I was BMX racing.
Mm-hmm.
I crashed, and the guy that's behind me rode over my junk and left a sprocket.
Oh, no. So it wasn't your bike that hurt you. It was the guy behind you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. What kind of squeal did you let out?
I was like a girl.
Suddenly, you're a girl.
Yeah.
I understand.
When you're 14 or 15, you can't handle the...
Nope. Would you pass out?
No. I didn't pass out, but
shame.
I didn't go to the hospital because, you know, I didn't want my mom to see it. And
wow, that's rough. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yep. I was about 12 years old when it happened.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Was playing broom ball, you know, like when you play on the ice, but no skates, just shoes and a broom and a ball.
Right.
Well, was sliding, and when I slid to go stop the ball, my broom hit another player's shoe.
Uh-oh.
And it jammed right up in there.
Wow.
And I just instantly dropped and then had to run to the restroom.
Wow.
The worst part is my friend's parent had to come check me out.
Oh, no.
Mom or dad? Friend's mom or dad?
It was a dad.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's a little better, yeah.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much, but yeah.
Wow.
It hurt.
Wow. I understand that guys have no idea about childbirth.
Right.
I get that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But number two... junk.
Yes.
No, exactly. It's a wooden broom straight to it.
Yes, not what you want.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You hurt your penis.
Speaking of yowza, more penis stories?
I don't love this topic.
Penis injuries?
I can't believe you chose it, and I'm against
you,
it.
Sir.
Talking about injuring your penis.
Wang.
That happened to you?
about 10 years ago, I got MRSA. I was put in the hospital. I got better. I got out, and it was starting to come back, so the doctor prescribed me Bactrim. Well, it turns out I guess I was allergic to it because it, like, someone ripped off my penis and chucked it in the fireplace for, like, 4 hours.
Wow.
And they gave it back to me. It was excruciating.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Wow.
The best part of the story is the human body, it was like a lizard. It shed its skin, or excuse me, it shed its skin, mm-hmm. and it's back to normal.
I don't want that skin shed, though. I want to keep that bit. Damn.
It literally was like it was burned with, like, 20,000 degree fire.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That sounds so bad.
That's awful, dude.
I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah. It was.
I'm glad it's back. Yeah. Detachable penis has returned.
Correct.
That's good. I love it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you
for calling, man. Hey, just a quick PSA, by the way. Never use Bengay as a lubricant.
Correct, yes.
Something you think of maybe when you're 13 mm-hmm. and then find not such a good idea. Sort of what he was describing, actually.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Flero.
Hi there. Yo. You hurt your wiener?
My brother was in charge of that.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. He was in charge of your wiener?
He did the...
I was the younger brother,
right.
And he decided that I deserved to be in pain, so he gave me the massive uppercut to the nether lens.
Oh, no.
Sent me to the floor for like a minute and a half, not breathing, and he actually panicked a little. And he's like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
Wow, I'm sorry.
One of the few times he said sorry.
I'm sorry.
Did he mean it? Do you think he meant it?
Yeah, in that moment, because he's afraid he's going to get in trouble.
Oh, no. We never told on each other, but no.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wasn't breathing for probably 30 seconds.
Sure, I mean, there's that.
I also played baseball back east in Michigan, and it rained a lot. We had a makeshift field, and we were taking the little infield, you know, take one, take two, mm-hmm. bring it home. And this third baseman, I swear to God, three times in a row, take one, lair, crack. Right to the cup. Boom. Down he goes. Take two, Lair. Crack. Right to the groin. Down he goes.
Three times
in a row. And it was horrifying to watch. He couldn't get up the third time. The coach was mean. He's like, hey, Lair, you're going to have to roll off the field. We got a player, you know.
Were you dying so, laughing?
No. Come on.
What do you mean, no? Come on.
You see somebody else get hit in the balls, and I was playing shortstop. He's right next to me, and I was just like, oh.
God, right. That's the first time. But then the second time, wow, that hurt.
Kevin is not used to the right attitude being displayed.
And then the third time, you've got to be dying laughing.
It's funny now.
Okay, all right. I'll accept that.
Back then, it was kind of horrifying. It's funny now.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That guy's not having kids.
Yeah, you guys still doing penis injuries?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Horrifyingly, yes. Tell us about your member.
I had a friend who decided to while camping.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know he had poison oak on his hands.
Oh, wow.
So he comes home and shows his friend, and he says, well, look, concrete, you know, it sucks moisture out of your hands and out of your skin. Why don't we just put concrete on it and suck out the poison oak? So
what?
They drove around with a red Solo cup, found a construction site, put it on his penis, and it then solidified.
Sure, like it does.
So he goes to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
shows the doctor, and the doctor starts pulling in every single nurse. He's pulling doctors off their smoke break.
Of course.
Pulled everybody in to see his concrete penis.
Wait, how old was he?
Doctors from other hospitals.
Early 30s.
Early 30s? I thought you were going to say 13. Wow.
No, this is a full-grown man.
That is quite a level of stupidity that you don't often see.
No. Wow.
I really hope he's listening to you guys right now.
Me too. What's his name? First name?
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Justin.
Justin. Good work, Justin.
Well, I think Justin wins. Well done, Justin.
Yes, he does. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
We love Fridays from 5 to 7 because we take requests.
Yeah.
What song will get your weekend kicked off right? It's 818-955-KLOS. You can call with your requests. Right now, the perfect way to follow up penis injuries. Matt Pinfield.
Talk to us about Sunday night at 8. What do you got?
Sunday.
Bring your camera. Bring your grandma.
Sluggo, it's great. You know, like we've been doing it. Can you believe it's going to be show number 105?
No.
What?
That's right. So we passed the 2-year mark already on new and approved on Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. And it's so exciting because we play the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California and on KLOS for the week in rock. But we also celebrate album anniversaries, rock birthdays, when great singles were released.
And you've got so damn many stories in your head that you just always have something that you know about a band or a song that we play every day here on KLOS that nobody else on earth knows.
Well, and I love to collect stories because it's just exciting for me because I love rock and roll so much. I love music, you know. And for me, that's the thing that stays with me. I can't tell you what I ate like an hour ago. Or directions. But no, seriously, yeah, no. I love doing it. And Chris Daughtry is our guest this week. He just released a cover of Journey's Separate Ways, which is like number one streaming everywhere from Pandora to iTunes. It was number one.
Did that have anything to do with Stranger Things?
It did have to do with Stranger Things. Okay. So he and Lizzie Hale from the band Hailstorm decided to make it a duet, but he was watching Stranger Things with his wife, Chris Daughtry, and then he decided, man, what a great song. I've always been looking for the right cover to do, and they've covered it, and it's done really well. So we're going to have him on the show to talk about that. And I mean, he went through some insane stuff this past year. You know, he lost his daughter come back from that horrible situation.
I don't know that I could ever come back from that. That seems,
it's unbelievable. As a father of two daughters, yeah. I mean, that's how I feel too. I mean, I love my kids so much, and, you know, it's just unbelievable. But, you know, he's powered through it, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about this cover and what's going on with him.
And you get some Jeff Beck stuff, I'm sure, as well.
I'm definitely doing a tribute to Jeff Beck on the show, which will be really cool. I mean, how could I not? Right. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
He's truly one of the greats. So I'm excited about it, guys, and I appreciate you having me on your show on Friday.
Please, always pop
to
by.
Talk about the show.
Yep.
And, it's always a great time with you guys.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock, the one and only Matt Pinfield here on KLOS with New and Approved.
Love you guys.
Friday!
And this is our old request fest.
So some people, this is the start of a 3-day weekend, by the way.
That is true.
Not for us.
818-955-KLOS. What song will kick off your weekend right?
And if you can hit us up on the Twitter, the tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip, we are at
Kevin and Sluggo.
Kirk
on Twitter wants to hear anything from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I love Kirk. That guy's a very funny mofo.
R.I.P. Robbie Bachman.
Yeah. This is too much of this bad news lately.
I don't like it at all.
Kirk, you got a deal. Let's do Let It Ride.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo. Just wanted to request a song for today.
Do it.
L.A. Rats, I've Been Everywhere.
That is for Alex in Chino Hills. That is Night Ranger. You can still rock in America.
It's the All Request Fest, and it's happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino. Hit us up if you got something you want to hear. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. That there is for a guy named Justin. Now, we have a story about Justin. He ended up trying to get rid of the poison ivy on his member by soaking it in concrete earlier today.
Yeah, I don't know that concrete is
the best solution.
I don't think it's any solution.
Because it got hard.
Yes.
The concrete.
The concrete.
But Justin, this is a different Justin, theoretically. This, he wanted your Jumpin' Jack Flash. I think it might have been the same dude.
Sure, of course. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Good, it's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
How about Jacob's Ladder by Rush?
Nice one, very cool. Who's this?
This is Canute, for calling from Redlands.
Redlands, the edge of the L.A. universe. It all ends there. And then it's desert. And then I mean,
there's a lot of dirt in Redlands, too.
I'm trying to find Rush. And here it is. Okay, here you go.
Thank you, man.
Quick, Kevin, name the Beastie Boys song that sampled that or ripped off that Led Zeppelin song, The Ocean.
I
don't know either. I can't remember.
I was
hoping you remembered. I think it's She's Crafty, but I don't know that that's right either. I don't think that's right.
She's Crafty, but I don't think that's right.
All right, it's request time. It's Friday night. It's Friday the 13th. What do you want to hear? What do we get?
We got on Twitter, we got from Blended Emotion. Let's get the weekend started with some Rival Sons. Do Your Worst. It's been a while since you played it. Thank you for the great vibes you send through the radio.
Nice. Mr. I've Got a Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame now. Wilhelm Eidel on the All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, can I request a song?
Yep. Yes. What song?
Careless Whisper.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Can I hear Rock Candy, please?
Which one? Rock Candy? Little Montrose?
Right. Montrose, yes.
You get 50 bonus points if you're calling from Montrose. Not only do I love those guys, I love their artwork. Molly Hatchet.
Is it my turn?
Pre-Quest Fest, and it's happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino.
Is it my turn?
And we have just a few seconds left. We should probably take a proper request.
There's a guy named Kevin in Burbank who wants to hear a little Rage Against the Machine. That is the way to start the weekend. It is Kevin and Sligo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
3-day weekend for some people.
For some people. Woo! It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Prince Harry wrote a book, which we don't care about, but he does say that he got frostbite on his penis in the war. And that's hilarious.
And he had his mum help him out with it, apparently.
Yeah, it was
according to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that was odd. Yeah. The lottery is up to $1.35 billion.
Good luck to me.
So get your tickets. And we talked to Matt Pinfield about his show Sunday night called New and Approved.
Do not miss that show.
8 p.m. Sunday.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Yeah, and by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Jimi Hendrix Experience played the Bag O'Nails Club in London on this day in rock in 1967. In attendance in the audience, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.